That's Flash by the Queen.
The Queen.
Hello. By the Queen. Queen. By the Queen, of
the
course.
Queen. The that's Queen. A, that's a whole other thing.
Imagine Lizzie singing Flash. And I think that's how we're going to start off the Saturday drop-in. Hello, how are we?
What a start indeed. I'm good, how are you?
I'm really well. Can't complain. I'm knackered, I'll be honest. Like, I don't know why. I've just been like tired, and then I woke up and I was like, drop-in. Got to do drop-in.
Yeah, the production values may be different today. We'll see.
Why? Because I'm on the desk.
No. Oh, no. Just no. You said you were. You said you were tired. That's all.
No, this is true. I'll be fine. I've had a coffee. I just got to wait for it to like.
We have
fuel
got
up.
Coffee. Exactly. I need to make sure I don't drop an entire bottle of liquid in the studio like I did last week.
That's why we drinks and food are strictly prohibited.
Strictly prohibited. There's
the
absolutely never any sweeties, and because there's no sweeties, we can't have any chat about sweets this week. So we're.
Do you know what? I was never asked a question of why Chewits and Starburst after. I was hoping so, but
that's because everybody now knows the answer.
Yeah.
Everybody is aware.
We provide the important information.
Exactly. And after today's show, if you've missed any of the previous nonsense, mm-hmm. it's all available on our Listen Again service. So you can go to hhr.scot/catch-up.
Yep.
And you'll get the full show with music.
Yes.
But if you just want to focus.
Just the natter.
Yeah, if you just want to primarily focus on us talking, you can go to YouTube and search for Highland Hospital Radio, and you can have it in podcast format.
In podcast format, indeed, which means new music and more chit chat. So, really interesting day today. We have Neil Parrish from Clapton Clarendon FC.
Yes.
In talking about what their drop in's about.
Yeah, because they've got a drop in as well.
Yeah.
Not a Saturday drop in, theirs is going to be on a Tuesday. Neil is the mental health liaison officer with Clack. And he's going to drop in to see us to tell us about what Clack na Cuireann is doing to promote and support mental health, good mental health across the city of Inverness and indeed the wider area.
Yep, and the usual are coming out as well for the next 2 hours. We have Guess the Year in a minute or two, Beat Detective, and I've got a new game for you. You did cheese and motorway.
Last week was it a motorway services or was it a cheese?
Yes.
And this has suddenly sparked something.
Yeah, I feel like this can be a theme every year.
It's going to be this or that,
every
basically.
Year, every week.
Every week, yeah. Every week we're going to play this or that.
Yeah.
And what is our this or that this week, Shannon?
It is muscle or dinosaur.
Ooh.
Because, you know, we're promoting NHS stuff.
Right.
Well-being
okay,
in the NHS.
This is going to be some time.
You kind of need to know which muscle you might pull, you know?
Because do we get a lot of dinosaur-based injuries?
I'm not saying.
Across the NHS Highland area, in our accident and emergency departments,
yeah.
are the nurses and doctors and clinical staff constantly having to decide, has something occurred? have you got a muscular injury or has a dinosaur attacked this
but
person?
But it's also, you know, keeping the memory going. You know, we have staff listening to Highland Hospital Radio, you know, maybe just, we're testing them
yeah,
as well.
Okay, fair enough. I thought you meant the memory going. I thought, like, you know, we can't make jokes about dinosaurs because it's too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon.
98 million years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to move.
Tease and peace.
Tease and peace, indeed. Anyway, we're going to be moving on. You have put something in the system, which, I mean, is there a reason we're playing
no,
this?
No, quite simply, the super duper computer. I think I was doing some editing this morning for the Naughties Hour, and I spotted that we've got this in the system, and I thought, what says the Saturday drop in than. Mana Mana by the Muppets.
Sounds good to me. Make sure you are getting in your request. It's studio at hhr.scots. This is Mana Mana, the Muppets. And that's Sam Smith, I Told You Now, on the Saturday drop-in. You're in with Tom and Shannon up until 2 p.m. So, what love, what laugh, what fun, what live.
Sorry, are you writing, is this your plan for like getting that wall art when, you know... People
live, laugh,
love,
love,
love. You're going to what love? What?
Yeah, I think that's funnier.
What love?
Exactly.
So how was things over in Dingwall yesterday? Because we had Storm. Now, we can have a discussion about this. Storm.
Eowyn.
Eowyn? I thought it was a wine. But...
I requested a pronunciation from someone who's Irish. Because it's an Irish name, so it's Eowyn.
It is, yes. So Eowyn was okay.
I thought it wasn't too bad. I was worried and put my bins in the shed. I say the shed, Ben's shed.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, there wasn't much of an issue. I went out and got a takeaway. Like, it was a bit windy, to be fair. But like,
it was odd.
Obviously, I think in our areas, we were quite lucky.
Well, where we are, because you're in Dingwall.
Yes.
I'm in Inverness up at the old Craigdonane. And it was odd that just as the red alert was coming in for the central belt, because I was working from home that day. We had all our work cancelled, so we were to stay at home. And all my colleagues down south, they were sending me pictures of their, like, their fences getting blown away, their sheds getting blown away, some stuff involving the railway with stuff getting blown onto the tracks.
Exactly.
And at that same time up here, we had, it was eerily calm because we were right in the middle of it. I became obsessed with my barometer. In the house.
You did a little Facebook post about your barometer, and so, I was like, how does this work? Well, what is this?
That's Papa Nelson's barometer. I've got two barometers because I'm just so into it. There's the one inside, then there's the digital one outside, and it measures if the pressure's dropping. It sort of says that's us in the centre of where it was, and then, you know, the pressure circulates around because of the jet stream. People who are better at this can tell you more about it.
There's a reason I didn't do geography.
Well, I wish I had. I did history.
History was fun.
So yeah, we were sitting here, it was quite eerily quiet.
Okay.
And then it picked up a wee bit. So we were quite lucky that we sort of missed it in the sort of the lower part of the Highlands. But up at Wick Airport, they were getting between 80 and 90 mile an hour gusts at one stage. I'm actually looking. Would you like to know what the ammeter reading is from Wick Airport right now?
Right now. Go on.
It is 23.9 miles per hour with gusts of up to 31.1 in the past 11 minutes.
So does that mean you can fly a plane without putting the engine on?
I couldn't fly a plane.
You could kind of push because, it and it goes up. Like.
Well, yeah, but you have to get it up in the first place. I don't want to
get a ramp.
I don't want to get overly technical here, but I suspect no.
Okay,
my answer.
That's a shame.
Did you see some of the pictures of like Edinburgh Airport? Some of the planes trying to land.
Have you just seen any of them in Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Like, I feel so sorry for Edinburgh right now.
Because they were getting 100 mile an hour gusts. And
yeah, but like all the brickwork was like falling off
that.
Buildings,
yep.
And I saw a video of like, there was a gust of wind went underneath grass and a tree and it kind of lifted it up like a little air bubble, and I was like, that's not good.
Well, as well as that, down at Helensburgh, which is just in Argyll and Bute, they had the leisure centre roof got ripped off.
I did see that as well.
There was some really crazy images coming through from yesterday, but hopefully wherever you have been listening, in any of the hospitals across the NHS Highlands, you've been kept nice and safe and warm.
Exactly.
Everything seems fine here at Rigmore.
Yeah, we've got I think so too.
We've got the door open, I can see right down the corridor, and everything seems to still be there. Nothing's been blown away here.
That's a good job.
Coming up in just a moment, though, we're going to have a game of Guess the Year, so you can see how your memory is going and your, or well, for us,
memory is going.
I'm looking at it, and I suspect it's a wee bit beyond our age. It's a bit of an older one. I don't know the year.
You
so
don't know the
secret.
Year. Yeah.
I've just looked at the clues, and I'm blown away by a couple of them. Oh, blown away. So hopefully you will be too. In the meantime, we'll play another track. Are we not playing?
We'll play it after. I'm sorry. We've been chatting for so long. I'll play it after, I promise.
All right. Well, as soon as we come back from this next break, we're going to go straight into our Guest of the Year. So coming up after the break is going to be T-Rex and Hot Love. So stay tuned here to Highland Hospital Radio.
That's Hot Love T-Rex on the Saturday drop-in, and this is one of our clues for Guess the Year. This was number one for 6 weeks in this year. Very exciting.
But what was the year? If you think
what
you
was
know,
the year?
Check us out on social media. If you have a look at Facebook and Instagram, you'll find us. Just search for Highland Hospital Radio. And on Blue Sky, Highland H Radio.
That's the one.
There is another one, but to be honest, we don't really look at
that
one anymore.
You know, yeah, what? I got a message. Do you remember Luke from the HBAs? With the big red sequins.
Was he from Wales?
He was from Wales.
He was the most subtly dressed person at the awards ceremony.
Of course. He messaged me congratulating me about my nomination. I was like, I totally forgot I had this social media platform.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That is the worst clang of... Oh, I just want to remind everybody I got nominated for an award.
Yeah.
Are you proud of that?
Always. Always, always. We have a couple more guesses about Guess the Year as well.
Some clues, yes.
Some clues. You said you wanted to start
off
with one of
them. I'm going to do the TV ones.
You're
going to
do TV. Let's go.
Terry Wogan makes his debut as commentator on BBC One's coverage of the Eurovision Song Contest. And in this year, it was broadcast from Dublin. Now, to be fair, that doesn't really narrow it down, because how many times was it in Dublin?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, at least seven times.
Seven?
Yeah, I'm sure they've won seven times, Old Ireland. Seven times. I'm sure they still hold the record. It might be tied now.
Okay.
Maybe Israel's maybe caught them up in the Eurovision
Song
Contest.
See, I never really got into Eurovision until COVID, I would have said, because I really like Daddy Freya.
Daddy Freya is your
love Daddy
secret
Freya.
Crush.
Yeah. Christmas album's definitely not on the system already.
Yeah, we're still playing that. this was the first year he did the voice commentary. Of course, he was famous for enjoying a few drinks once he got to song 9 and onwards. And he was the regular voice of Eurovision on BBC television until 2008. Also in this year, the sketch comedy show The Two Ronnies makes its debut on BBC One, starring Ronnie Barker and Ronnie Corbett. It will go on to become one of the most successful long-running light entertainment shows on British television, running until 1987. Yet, that seems weird because I remember The Two Ronnies were like on every Christmas.
Yeah, I still watch them every
probably
Christmas.
Probably still now, it's probably still on.
Yeah.
So that was in TV. What was happening in music, Shannon?
In music, so Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, the album was considered the most influential album of this year.
Mm-hmm.
I know, it just literally just says like his surname on there. I don't know what happened with that, but I know who that is.
Like, which Gaye? Michelle Gaye? No, that was later on. She was Michelle Gill.
Yeah, exactly.
In film, musicals, Fiddler on the Roof, directed by Norman Jewison, making it the highest grossing film of this year.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, the song that we have up next as well.
Ooh.
This wasn't actually, I was surprised this isn't top grossing of the year. I can't believe it was Fiddler on the Roof. From playing the music in like school, I was like, "What is this?
What?
What, Fiddler on the Roof?
Yeah, I know it.
I did the music at like school because
all right,
orchestral French horn stuff. Yeah. But yeah, I really didn't like the music. And I actually, funnily enough, I volunteered at a shop as well during this time, and we were given like a bunch of vinyls, and Fiddler on the Roof came out, and I was just like, didn't need to see this today.
But it was still the best selling movie of this year.
It was
highest grossing movie, sorry.
Yes. Should we listen to the rest
Shirley
of
Bassey, yeah.
Miss
Any
Bassey
answer coming up after this?
Exactly. It's a really long note to hold.
Well, it's Shirley Bassey, she can do it.
She
if
can
anyone
do it.
Can Shirley Bassey can.
Do you remember when she was on Family Fortunes with Vernon Kay?
No.
Yeah, she did. She did one of those.
Really?
Yeah. Because obviously Shirley did more than one James Bond theme song.
Yes. Was it Moonraker she
it
did?
It was Moonraker. There you go.
By the way, there's a music quiz coming up that you might want to come along to.
That is true. We do need to promote that later.
We shall promote the music quiz.
So, did anyone get it?
There has been a guest come in to us from here in the studio, because our special guest coming up in a moment is Neil from Clachnacurran. And he has said 1972.
Well, can I just say, you're going to get a T-shirt.
Oh,
you're gonna get a T-shirt.
You're one year out.
It was 1971.
Ah,
yeah. I was just like, because I was saying to you, I was like, early 70s, should we do? And you're just like, I love the 70s.
Well, actually, jokingly, I made a joke about, are we doing the 1870s and shall we play some Gilbert and Sullivan? But meh. Yeah, 1971. Nice one.
I know.
Well, coming up in just a moment's time, after some Will Young, we're going to be speaking to Neil Parrish. He is the mental health liaison officer from Clachnacurran FC. Coming up after. Don't let me down.
Don't let me down.
Yeah, I won't. I won't,
exactly.
Shannon.
Exactly. If you have any questions to ask as well, it's studio@hhr.scot. Will Young, Don't Let Me Down on the Saturday drop-in. And I almost sounded really London there. Just Saturday drop-in.
Where is it you're from originally?
Suffolk.
Dingwall.
Dingwall. Yeah, Dingwall. Definitely Dingwall.
Dingwall.
yes, this is your Saturday drop-in. You're with Shannon and Tom until 2 p.m. today. And someone has dropped in with us.
I mean, it's almost like it's in the title of the song, really, isn't it?
Basically, yeah.
Joining us this afternoon, Neil Parrish. He is the mental health liaison officer at Clachnacurran. And the reason why we've got him in today primarily was we saw a post on the Clach Facebook page advertising the promotion of good mental health. And in part of that, they're now operating a drop-in service, but there's a lot more to it as well. So Neil, first of all, thank you very much for coming in to see us today. Welcome along to the studio.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Shannon.
It's great to have you here. And well, first of all, you are the mental health liaison officer for Clachnacurran Football Club. So tell us, what does that role entail, and how have you come to Clach?
Well, first of all, it's not a title I gave myself. It's a bit of a mouthful for a start. So there's already somebody over at Nairn County doing something very similar. And I just did a random Google fairly early this year, and it came up as this fella called Brody Stewart over in Nairn doing something very, very similar. And my background's always been in mental health. I've been a mental health nurse in the NHS since 1984. So it's kind of, the club were looking for people to kind of get involved in any kind of level, and I've got no basic skills other than kind of mental health nursing and being kind of a natural empath. So they just kind of put out this kind of appeal to people, and I kind of got in touch with the club and said, I can't offer finances, I can't offer kind of DIY skills or cooking skills, but what I can do is this. I've got kind of this natural kind of ability, if you like, to kind of just kind of listen to people and kind of connect So, and it kind of got born out of that. I spoke to the old chairman, and he said, I think we could do something. And it's just kind of grown arms and legs, and we've just kind of like taken it to a different level. And we don't want to kind of reinvent the wheel. There's plenty of organisations who are already out there doing stuff. So it really is a kind of case of trying to provide a service where we kind of can be support, we can be a source of information, a source of signposting, and just taking it from there. So whatever we can, whatever use we can be to people, really.
It's such a nice way to look at it. It's you've got that skill set from your professional life, and looking for an avenue now. I presume it's a voluntary role.
It is
within Clan.
Yeah.
And you said it yourself. We're quite fortunate in this day and age. Mental health. We're a lot more aware about our own mental health and the mental health of others in the community. There's a good number of organisations, but there's certainly no harm in Clack offering an avenue as well, because each one's going to be, people's needs are different.
Absolutely. And everybody's needs are different, and we can provide just something a bit different. I mean, obviously, with a club like ours, it's very kind of, there's a lot of macho, like machismo about it, and a lot of macho attitudes. So it's like chipping away at that a wee bit. It's just kind of breaking down a few barriers, just providing another platform for people. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be easy, because people, and generally speaking, a lot of kind of blokes in general find it difficult to kind of open up and talk about stuff. But if we can even create a few discussions, just raise a bit of awareness, then we've done something.
It's lovely. It's possibly the case that when you attach a name, and just to call some out, Samaritans nationally, mm-hmm. Mikey's Line locally, that maybe scares some people.
Yeah.
But if you badge it with the Clack na Cuadhain badge on it, you're in here today wearing your club crest on your jacket, that might actually break down a barrier for somebody to say, actually, I'll go and speak to this person because I've got something in common with them, I can relate to them maybe.
That's it, and I think it's going to take time as well, because obviously I've come into the club maybe over the last couple of years, and in this role only since this year. And people are naturally kind of suspicious or cautious about kind of anything new. So it's kind of developing those links, developing that trust. And just kind of, if we can just get to know each other and get to develop those relationships, then we can build up that sense of trust and communication. We've already kind of started this, the boardroom is open every Wednesday as a kind of drop-in between 10 and 12. But we don't get a lot of footfall with that because, again, people are just reluctant to come through the door. And what I've always said to students as I've been doing my kind of nursing career is just go to where people are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in recent times, we've come across this idea about going to, say, the Nip-In every kind of once a month on the first Tuesday of every month for a couple of hours. We're going to do that with a few other places as well. So the boardroom is effectively going on tour.
Mm-hmm. I love that, on tour.
The boardroom on tour. So is this primarily, how you come into the club for the players, the other volunteers or the members of the club, or is it the community, is it both?
Do you know, it's everybody that's attached to Clack na Cuadhain, so it could be throughout the whole stream of the players, and also we're talking about the junior players as well. We recognise that a lot of players will face their own particular challenges playing football, with injuries for example. The everyday challenges that we all have with kind of employment, unemployment, maybe alcohol, gambling is a big problem with kind of footballers in particular. So these kind of things are all challenges that people have that we can help with.
That's really interesting. Well, I tell you what, we'll take a wee pause because we've been asking about what music to play.
Yeah.
And about your own choices of music. And I said, what do the Lily Whites come out to? And you went, oh, well, we take it in different turns because the players pick different stuff. But one common theme seems to be some status quo. So, Shannon, will we rock it with some quo?
It sounds good to me. I mean, it's a band that knows four chords.
And what more do you need? Neil Parrish, he's going to be back talking to us after this.
And that's Status Quo rocking all over the world. I've noticed there's a spelling mistake in that. It's all... Three L's.
I'll change that while you ask some more questions.
Perfect. So we have Neil Parrish in from Clack na Cuadhain FC. So, Neil, we were just speaking very quickly off air. There's still quite a big stigma in mental health, even though we have all, charities and people doing drop-in services like yourself who are trying to push it. Do you still think there's a big stigma within mental health in maybe the football sort of area in a way? Or
absolutely. I think it's been a really big challenge for me personally since I took on this role, is kind of just kind of getting people to kind of, even though mental health is part of everyday language almost these days, you can't escape seeing it on kind of any TV program or anything that's out there. It's kind of something that people are still reluctant to kind of talk about, certainly with the largely male kind of population that comes to the games and is involved with the club. They seem to find it a real kind of taboo subject. So it's really just to kind of break that down, just chipping away. I'm not looking to kind of force anything down anybody's throat or anything like that. It's just a case of kind of just chipping away at it gently. So it just becomes kind of that people don't really think about it anymore almost, and they just feel more comfortable.
Yeah, because I'm definitely sort of one person that sits there and, you know, we talk about it quite a lot. But I just sit there and oh, I've had a rubbish day or something like that. Definitely after the show, we do like a kind of like a cool down session of like,
I think that's it. You don't need to kind of boil it down as mental health. You can talk about, well, I've just had a rubbish day.
Yeah, exactly.
And stuff like that. So I think you're coming at it from the right angle almost.
Amazing.
It's like you're saying, it's a drop in, there's an informality to it, but it can be the simplest of wee questions, just have a chat and just to get something out, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But of course, although you're saying your professional background is as a mental health nurse, but I'm sure you can't provide all the answers and solutions. So what do you look for as like an outcome? If somebody comes to you and they, you know, you're quite concerned about them, what can you, how can you support them? What can you point them towards?
Well, I think it's pointing people in the right direction. There's lots of different organisations out there. I think we've already kind of highlighted a few, like Mikey's Line and Samaritans. So there's already a lot of people out there. There's people like that specialise in certain things like alcohol and with drugs. So it is trying to find out what the best option is for that person. So it's looking to be specific to that person rather than kind of like a scattergun approach.
And in terms of the sort of the temptations, the things that are put in front of us, we were discussing just briefly alcohol, and you said gambling in football is still quite prevalent. We hear a bit in the media, but I don't know if it's still as big an issue, or is it something that you experience or see?
Yeah, you see it every day. I mean, you kind of on the team bus, you will see the players on their phones doing the gambling sites, and you know, it seems to be part of the landscape almost for footballers. Certainly with the kind of, obviously you're talking about the Premier League footballers, they've got lots of money, so their disposable income, they might just kind of use it to gamble or whatever. But obviously the guys that we work with haven't got that luxury, but still almost have that same kind of mindset, that same, they want to kind of almost mimic the professionals, you know.
I mean, you talk about the gambler, and you're right, because I remember when I used to go to the football before the kids came along, the normal thing was me and my wife would sit on the phone and we would put, like, you know, an accumulator on. But that's also, we're talking about gambling harms versus just conventional, you know, putting a line on. But it becomes a norm. It becomes, that's part and parcel of your day out at the football, maybe. And then also, of course, do you go to the pub before the match? Do you go to the pub after? And then does alcohol become the norm and then become something else? So there's so many challenges when people are suffering from this.
And there's nothing wrong with these things.
Absolutely,
It's when it kind of takes over your life. It's when it becomes the kind of dominant factor in your life almost, you know.
So you were saying that you've got the boardroom drop-in is on the Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So those are still happening. The drop-in session that you're doing, is it the first Tuesday of the month, did you say?
Or? That's at the Nip-In. We're doing at the Nip-In every Tuesday of every month. Starting, I think, on the 4th of February.
Okay.
So between 10 and 12 in the Nip-In, and it's going to be acting as like a listening table. And it's going to be an opportunity for people to come along. If they want to talk, they can talk. If they just want to have a cup of tea and a general kind of talk about football or anything. So we don't need to kind of talk about mental health. We can talk and just talk about football, about how the Lily Whites are doing and stuff like that.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, so just recap for us. So you've got the Wednesday boardroom, which is
10 to 12 every week.
Every week. You've got the Nip-In, which is going to be from the 4th of February.
That's right.
On
every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Yeah.
And have you got aspirations for other things happening?
Yes, we've got discussions going forward with Cafe 1668 on Church Street.
Oh, yeah.
So establishing another talking table there or a listening table there. And other things as well in the pipeline. We've been talking before about partnerships with different organisations. We're already kind of in partnership with Mikey's Line and Samaritans. So it's about establishing more partnerships. Because one of the things I kind of said when I first kind of took on the role is I didn't want to just pay lip service to this. I wanted it to be something that actually did make some kind of difference. Because a lot of kind of organisations might just have a tick box exercise of having a mental health liaison person just for the sake of it. Mm-hmm. It sounds good and it looks good. Mm-hmm. But I think it needs to do something. It needs to do some good.
And I hope it will. I'm sure it will. Because you're already coming across this as somebody who's going to make some good happen.
Yeah, we're trying. You know, we're trying.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the Lilywhites? You're dressed and suited and kitted here. Where are they today?
Bucky Thistle. But it's my daughter's birthday today as well.
Aww.
So happy birthday to Megan.
Happy birthday, Megan.
Happy birthday, yeah. Megan.
So, yeah, she's 33 today, so we're going for a meal instead. So I'm missing... family takes priority over football.
Definitely.
These days.
Absolutely. I think it should.
Yeah. Do you want to say it that bit out in the end? Well, Neil, thank you so much. It sounds like it's right at the start of the journey. I hope that you'll come back and see us
thank
again
you,
and
I
tell
will
us
do.
How to get
absolutely.
On
Definitely.
In
give
the summer.
Give us an update.
Yeah,
thanks,
absolutely.
Tom, thanks,
and if people are wanting to get in touch, they'll find you in the via the Clack and the Curran Facebook
they
page,
will.
Certainly. Is there any other means?
Yeah, you can contact me on my personal Gmail address, which is neil27parish@gmail.com. And you can get me on there and I'll get back to you.
Magic. So what we'll do is we'll put those details onto our website and
Definitely.
We'll put them on our social media channels
we
as well.
We will indeed.
And, well, good luck with everything. Good luck with Clack and the Curran as well.
Yeah, thank you. We're having a good season so far.
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on the results and it is looking quite good, isn't it? I'll definitely try and get along to Grant Street as
Please
soon as
do, absolutely. I'll buy you a pie.
Oh, well, there...
I mean, sold. There
that's
you go.
That's it, I'm there. Neil, thank you so much for coming to see
thank
us
you.
On the Saturday drop.
Cheers,
and hope to see
you
again soon, okay?
Thanks, Shannon.
It's Answer Me, Frankie Lane, with Paul Weston and his orchestra and the Norman LaBeouf Choir with Carol Fisher on piano from 1953.
It's as if you had this up and ready for coming out of the
how
song.
How dare you? I just have this knowledge. But the one bit of knowledge I did have, that was a joint number one. And
oh, was
the
it?
Other song that was number one that same week was also Answer Me, but it was the David Whitfield version. And as we all know, he was with Stanley Black and his orchestra.
Of course.
Of course.
The information I need to know, because at the end of the day, we are a music quiz is coming up.
Music quiz is coming up,
Shannon.
How
many numbers of music quiz? The 32nd annual quiz.
I'm not sure how this works. It's the 32nd annual Highland Hospital Radio quiz. But am I right in saying that Highland Hospital Radio has only existed for the past...
Four months.
So that's impressive.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
We've done 32 in 3 months.
31. Bang, bang, bang.
But yeah, as far as I'm aware, spaces are still available.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. If you go along to hhr.scot/quiz, or even if you don't bother with the /quiz, you get a nice jazzy advert pops up.
And it says, hey,
come and join us.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of fun, raffles, auctions, and you could get your team on a fancy plaque.
Yes, and as we all know, anybody who's a member here at Highland Hospital Radio, you get put in for a separate plaque.
Yes.
So, and as I'm just going to say it, you've got no chance of winning.
Exactly. The Saturday team are just too good. From my last year's experience, as much as I very much enjoyed it,
yeah,
no chance.
There's
no
chance.
I was next to the Saturday crew, and they were
Saturday
proper
team
like getting
are,
into it.
They, well, here's the thing. They've got the excellent knowledge of music historically, but also David Robertson does the new music show. He does new albums every week.
Yes.
So he there's no part of music he doesn't know the answer to.
To be fair, that's the only section of the quiz that we got 10 out of 10, right? Because I was like, new music, who? I know this, TikTok. Like, yeah,
I know this. I know this because of TikTok. No, we're not playing the spark again. Right, so we're coming up on the top of the hour. I think we should just say thanks again to Neil Parish from Clack for coming in to see us today. Because
we definitely need to get him in the summer and see what's been happening.
Absolutely.
And any updates from the Clack FC, because, you know, keep up to date with football and stuff.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I would love it if we could actually go along and do something at Clack. Shannon's going to freak out now because I'm playing about with stuff on the computer system.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm just noticing that it's coming up on the top of the hour. So shall we just press go on that, because, you know, we'll just fade into the... See, this will work, don't worry.
I like how you just, like, do this.
Do this.
It makes more sense, because I'll sit there and be like, I don't know what you want from me, I'm sorry.
Coming up in the second hour, it's your chance. Oh, actually, we've not actually done a Beat Detective yet, have we? We better quickly think of a Beat Detective. We've also got a quiz, which is... What's the quiz again, Shannon?
Muscle or Dinosaur.
As part of our new This or That feature here on the Saturday drop-in.
Yeah, And just get in contact, have some fun. If you need a song request, if you just want to say hi to someone, it is studio@hhr.scot. Pop us an email, and if there's a song on there, we'll do our best
to play
it.
Play it. And of course, go along to hhr.scot and you can see all the dodgy pictures of me dressed as, you know.
And that's Alan Price, the Jarrow song.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
We knew what that was when it came on.
To be fair, I had to double check the lyrics because I was like, what is this about?
I have no idea. No. But I know people who would.
Let us know.
Yeah, well, no, I was going to say this, the Saturday showcase obviously will know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Terry and Ian will know.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got a couple of things coming up in the next hour. So we've got Muscle or Dinosaur up after our wee break.
We sure do.
We've got Beat Detective, which we definitely just haven't done in like
absolutely
10
not.
Minutes. It's a record.
The way that's working is the last song we're going to play today, mm-hmm. we're going to tell you what that song is, but in cryptic fashion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It does work, honest.
Yeah, definitely. So if you want to get in your requests, or if you just like to just come hang out, give us your answers.
Yeah.
Are there anyone in the corridor?
There's people coming up. Should I, like, I don't know if you want me to go and flag them down or anything, but
you can go say hello very quickly. Just hello.
I've done that before. I've done that on Christmas Day.
You did do that Christmas Day. It was an interesting situation.
And people were terrified. Well, you get some person running around with a microphone and headphones on in a hospital, and people are going to start thinking, should you be somewhere?
Yeah.
But it's all good. It's all good fun. It's
exactly.
Good fun.
I think.
We've got people looking in. I'm waving. You wave back. It's all good.
Oh, very nice. Come say hi. I mean, let's get a little bit of movement going on.
Go
we've
on
got
then.
Some
let's
dancing queens
oh, yeah,
up
and
just now.
Talking about movement, I'll tell you all about what I got up to this week.
Okay.
After we hear from Samaba.
Very nice. So, Tom, you were saying about... you literally just ran into the studio. I was ready for another song because I was like, he's not going to make it in time.
This doesn't bode well for what I'm about to talk about. Oh, I'm out of breath.
Oh, dear.
So I've just been round to the important facilities.
Yes.
But also nipped into the WRVS shop to get us a wee drink of juice.
Thank you very much.
And water. No problem at all. Right, I'll get my breath back. So, Shannon Marvel.
Yes, Tom Nelson.
Radio presenter, award-winning radio presenter, award-nominated radio presenter. Champion of many things. But do you know what? You inspired me last week.
Did I?
You did. Now, you're
what,
looking
what
at me.
What have I done?
You're looking at me in that sort of, oh, this is a setup. So, after last week's show, on the Sunday, my son Henry, he goes to rugby. Hello, Henry. And usually what I would do is I would take him to rugby and I'd sit in the car and I'd stare at my phone and do hospital radio nonsense.
Yes.
But you were talking last week about how for the past year you've been going to the gym.
Yeah.
And how you're feeling a lot better about it. It's making you feel a lot better.
Yeah, definitely.
So, we have the High Life membership, the family card, because the kids use it for their swimming lessons.
Yeah.
And I used to go to the gym before COVID and haven't been back since. Well, as a result of speaking to you on Saturday,
really?
I booked in for my gym session on Sunday.
Okay.
So I went along and booked in. But then I didn't just go back to the car. I went and did a 5K walk around the Ness Islands.
Amazing. Ness Islands is always a good walk as
indeed.
Well.
It turned into quite a pacey walk because I realised I'd sort of cut it fine for Henry's rugby finishing. So maybe it was a slight jog towards the end.
Okay.
I went for my gym induction on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And did a bit of time at the gym. So I was already feeling great. I feel really positive. But what's better is my daughter Jess says, oh, can I come to the gym?
Amazing.
So we booked her in for her, induction.
Yes.
So last night we went to the gym. Me and Jess, I have a gym buddy now.
Oh,
so
that's so...
thank you very much for inspiring and saying, you know, get yourself fit and feel better.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my fun stuff this week.
I'm glad I inspired you to, you know, feel pain after a session, let's be real. Like, honestly, I do a session on a Wednesday. Thursday's fine. Friday, I physically can't move. It's so sore. But that's just because of the type of workouts I do.
Yeah, you're like high intensity stuff. You've got like sessions and
weightlifting, stuff like that. Yeah.
I would be interested in learning. The thing is about the gyms, I find them quite intimidating.
Yeah.
You know? But the thing is, the High Life, they have the, like, specialist bits and specialist sessions, so you can go and learn how to do bits.
Yeah,
because my daughter Jess, she's looking at the timetable going, oh, I could come and do that, because there's ones that are for her age group,
yeah,
which is great.
I love the fact, definitely, like in Dingwall we do have quite a small gym, but it's really nice to see that there's like a little youngsters, I say youngsters, they're like teens, but like they're still youngsters, but
okay. Yeah, okay.
And it's nice because like I remember doing a session once and you know all these kids are just like coming in. I felt quite old, I'll be honest.
Oh, imagine how I feel when I go to the gym.
Yeah.
I think Santa's coming, you know, the grey beard and...
With, you know, It's not that great. Let's be
it's
real.
It's not that great.
Your front bit's intentional, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Diet. Yeah.
I love all the stripes.
That's,
go faster stripes.
Yeah. Absolutely. yeah. So thank you very much for giving some inspiration, and I went back to the gym for the first time in over 5 years.
I'm glad.
And now I've got my gym buddy as well.
You got a gym buddy. Do you know what? I'm still asking the potential gym buddy whether they are ever interested in you know, using the gym and stuff. Ah. Ben. Basically.
Yeah, I guess.
He's yeah.
Oh, don't shame.
No shame whatsoever. So yeah.
Has he sorted out your HHR account yet? Has he?
No.
He's got admin rights. He could be doing it.
He could be, but he's listening to an amazing drop-in show that we do.
All right. Was this on Grampian? This one.
This one.
Sorry.
This one.
I thought it was one of the other hospital radios.
We'll move on from there. So we've got Muscle or Dinosaur.
Yeah, Muscle
on the
or Dinosaur.
Way,
yeah.
Just after this quick break. And this is your Saturday drop-in. You've got Shannon and Tom in with you this week, and we are going to be playing a bit of This or That.
This or That.
This or That.
It's the new game that we're playing. Last week was, am I a cheese or a motorway service station?
Exactly.
And it took the NHS Highland region by storm.
It really did. That we're doing it again.
Yeah, so much we're doing it again. So based on my return to the gym, Shannon has crafted... what could only be the quiz to go for? What's today's This or That?
It is Muscle or Dinosaur.
Of course it is.
So I've got the Latin name of a muscle,
right,
and the name of a dinosaur. Okay. You have to figure out which one's which, and obviously I'll give you the answer. Are you ready for your first one?
Yeah, go on then.
So your first one is Orbicaris oris.
Orbicaris oris.
The Orbicaris oris.
It's like I'm listening to a Harry Potter audiobook already.
It is definitely a spell from Hogwarts. I'm pretty sure as well.
Oh, now there you go. There's a quiz for you.
Next week.
Orbicaris os. What's the last bit?
Orbicaris oris.
I mean, the fact it's got an oris.
Yeah.
Makes me think it's a dinosaur.
It is a muscle. It is the muscle that connects your upper lip and your bottom lip.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like kind of this bit, so where your moustache is.
Excellent,
and your beard
excellent
is.
On radio, by the way, what you've just done there.
Exactly.
Yeah. All the listeners
two.
Really got where you were going for that.
Number two, muscle or dinosaur? It's a aculobator.
Aculobator. That's got to be a dinosaur.
It is a dinosaur.
Yes.
It lived in the late Cretaceous period, around 96 to 89 million years ago. They basically look like a tiny T-Rex, if that helps.
A tiny T-Rex?
Well, not like a tiny, but they're like... not as big as a T-Rex, you know?
Okay.
They do have the tiny arm situation, so imagine that, but a little bit smaller.
Okay, imagining it.
Yep. Cool. Number three, muscle or dinosaur, an Australovinator.
Australovinator.
Australovinator. I've had to, like, break it down so I can, like, try and figure out how to pronounce it.
Australovinator.
It sounds like something else, to be fair.
Stop it.
Muscle or dinosaur?
Muscle.
It is a dinosaur. It was in the Cenomanian age in the Winton Formation of Australia.
Of course it was. Oh, Australia. Well, see.
Yeah. Very interesting. Number four.
that's open to debate, but yeah.
Muscle or dinosaur? The Ancaeus.
Ancaeus. That's
Ancaeus.
That's got to be a muscle.
It is a muscle. It is a triangular muscle in the elbow that helps you extend the elbow and stabilize the forearm.
Of course it is.
So, you know when you hit your funny bone?
Yes.
I don't know if you have this. If you hit your funny bone and you get like that horrible shooting pain that goes up your arm and back down.
I don't know if I've never felt that.
No, that's when you hit the muscle as well, apparently. I get that because I whack my elbow a lot of the time. Because I'm so funny.
You are a bit clumsy. Yeah.
I am a bit of a clumsy now. I'm a bit of a klutz. Anyway, we're going to be moving on. On number five, muscle or dinosaur, this is an Auricularis posterior.
Oh, it's got to be a muscle. Posterior's got to be bum-based, isn't it?
It is.
Yay!
It's not. I don't think
is
it's
it
bum-based.
Not?
No, it's the flat muscle that keeps the outer ear in place.
All right, so it's not a bum.
It's definitely not a bum.
Sorry, I got overexcited.
Wrong side
I was
of the body.
Overstimulated, sorry.
Do you think I would bring in
yes.
a joke like that?
Yes. Toilet humour is, yes. After last week's size doesn't matter comment.
I mean,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Did I get that one? Oh, I got that one right.
Yes, you did get that one right.
Oh, three right, two wrong.
Yes, it is just now. Yeah. Moving on, muscle or dinosaur, it is the Iliopithecus. Ellipsoas. Is it a muscle or a dinosaur?
Is it a muscle or is it a dinosaur? Ellipsoas. Dinosaur.
It is a muscle. It's a group of muscles that connect the spine to the lower lips and the primary muscle that flexes your hips.
Your hips.
So if we have anyone in sort of the area of said hip replacement people, that is probably something that they know as well.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
Okay, number seven, dinosaur or muscle. We have the Bothrius pondylus. Bothriopondylus.
So which one of the three pronunciations would you like me to gauge my answer on?
Bothrius pondylus.
Pondylus. That's got to be a muscle.
It is a dinosaur. It is from a orphis formation of Morocco. And funnily enough, this is a very interesting fact.
Okay.
The skull is not known. They don't know what the skull looks like of this dinosaur.
Have they not found its skull?
Why do you think if you find the rest of it, there should be a skull there?
You would have thought so, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean...
I doubt there was a headless dinosaur.
It was a long time ago. Like,
it was 1 or 2 years at least, yeah.
Since the dinosaur's been around.
Yeah.
It's not Jurassic
Highland
Park.
Hospital Raider was just before Highland Hospital Raider was formed, I'm sure.
Okay, dinosaur or muscle? We have the Deltiodromius.
God, that's a muscle.
It is a dinosaur. Yeah,
wow.
Lived in the late Jurassic in England.
Ah.
It's an English dinosaur. Surprise, it didn't have a monocle or a top hat.
I would have thought so.
Okay, we're on the second to last one. Message in if you're doing as good as Tom.
Or badly, I think.
Studio
really.
At hhr.scot. So, dinosaur or muscle, the Ingenia.
Ingenia.
An Ingenia.
I mean, that sounds like a muscle. I'll go for muscle.
It is a dinosaur. It is an ovipositorid dinosaur.
Of course it is.
Lived in Asia during the late Cretaceous epoch.
Obviously.
Epoch. Yes, and final last one. What are we on just now? Are you three winning?
I've only got three right so far.
So 3 out of 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not great.
Not too bad.
It's not great.
So your last one is the Nasalis. The Nasalis. Do you need the spelling?
Nasalis. I don't think the spelling is going to help.
I should have really asked that for the other ones because that's
the other nine. I might have got some more right. Right, yeah. I'm going to go muscle.
It is a muscle.
Yay.
It is the muscle in the nose that compresses the nasal cartilages so you can widen your nostrils, so you know how you can do the like nose flaring situations. We're doing it together.
That's a strange situation. Great for radio.
Great for radio as well. So, I mean, smell-o-vision isn't a thing.
Well, it was in the 90s, but that's another story. Children indeed tried it.
But yeah, muscle or dinosaur, what do you think? I think this or that is going to be an incredible...
This or that, that's great. So is it my turn next week to come up with a this or that?
I mean, I think we've got the idea of the whole Harry Potter situation.
Absolutely.
Just now,
but
so.
If you're listening and you think you've got a good this or that, right, why not send it to studio at hhr.scot?
Yes.
And we could be playing that in the next edition of the Saturday Drop-In.
Amazing.
Whilst you were busy...
I did just look and I was like,
have you seen
what?
What has snuck into the now playing list?
You snuck in very, very well, so well done.
Press play on the system and the people
sounds
can enjoy some Was Not
good
Was.
To me. So this was Was Not Was.
Was Not Was. Indeed it was.
Walk the Dinosaur.
It was. It's actually featured in two movies, 1 year apart. In 1993, a version by George Clinton appeared in Super Mario Brothers, the live-action movie.
Oh!
There's a very good chance you've never heard or seen of it, Shannon, because it was terrible. It's one of the most panned films of all time.
Yeah.
But I kind of secretly love it.
Okay.
Bob Hoskins played Mario. You know, the British actor Bob Hoskins. No, maybe not.
Yeah. Quick image Google.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
He played Mario. And Dennis Hopper played Koopa.
Yeah, I know exactly who he is.
Yep.
Yes.
It was kind of. Yeah.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
He
was Mario. There was also another terrible song from it. Well, people say I like it, but it was Roxette. They were on the soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
And it was Almost Unreal was the name of the song.
Okay.
And my next rubbish tie-in.
Go on.
The song by Roxette, Almost Unreal, which featured on the soundtrack to the Super Mario Bros. Live-action movie, was actually originally written for Disney's film Hocus Pocus.
Oh.
So that's why in the song there's a line that references Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
But then the people who did Hocus Pocus realised it was rubbish. And of course, if you've got Bette Midler, right, if you've got Bette Midler on your cast, you're going to get Bette Midler to sing the song, aren't
you?
So that's how that all came about.
Okay.
But the was version was used in the 1994 film The Flintstones.
That's where I know it from.
And that was John Goodman played Fred Flintstone, didn't he?
Yeah, the really big guy.
Yeah, well, you've got to. If you're going to play Fred Flintstone, you've got to be a big guy.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Beat Detective,
Beat Detective, shall we play some Beat Detective?
Hit the music.
I don't know, I like to do the whole intro. Shall we play Beat Detective?
Now,
but here we go, that's fine.
If you're on our social media channels on Facebook or on Instagram, you've already seen the clue. So you can leave us a comment or email studio@hhr.scot if you can tell us the answer to today's Beat Detective. If you're new, don't worry, you're more than welcome along. Beat Detective is when we tell you what the last song that we're going to play today is. But we don't just tell you. We set it up in such a way that it is a cryptic clue for you to try and decipher.
Yeah.
So the clue will tell you. Oh, I've just realised I made a mistake already, Shannon.
You haven't, have you?
I have, yeah. So if you're seeing online, it says song four. It's only two. That's because what have I done? I've copied and pasted last week, haven't I?
Shocking.
So your artist is still only two. So it's a first name, surname.
Okay.
Here's a clue.
Very nice.
The head of the Rat Pack University.
Mm-hmm.
The head of the Rat Pack University. That's your clue for your artist. The song is only two words, not four.
We can change that.
Yeah, I don't know.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Not on Instagram.
Maybe. Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's all good. It's all good. A dance while eating pizza and gelato.
Oh.
A dance while eating pizza and gelato.
That just sounds like the perfect meal for me. Let's be real.
Pizza and gelato.
Pizza. I love pizza.
I suspect there's going to be a pizza night tonight in our house.
Because,
well, see, the thing is,
I've got salmon to cook, and I'm a bit like, I kind of want pizza now.
If you had some Sam Cooke lined up next, that'd be great.
I mean,
quickly.
Straight onto the super duper computer, but yeah.
Last night, we usually have a pizza on a Friday, but we were good, and we had a boxed meal delivery service.
You were saying, and you're saying it was really good as well.
Well, I thought it was excellent, so did my wife Laura. The kids, you know, yeah. Yeah, you try putting something that's not pizza in front of them. yeah, so your local boxed fresh food meal package delivery service is now delivering certainly to my postcode.
Okay.
Because I'm an IV3 postcode.
It probably won't
your
be
crazy dingwall postcode is
over
probably
the bridge
gonna,
doesn't
literally
exist.
A bridge too far.
I felt really bad at Christmas. We have a friend who lives in Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
We just exchange gifts, just make sure we're all okay. We asked for something like something to do for like a date night. So we get like those crime files that you can buy. So
ooh, yeah.
Which so fun. Highly recommend them. And he got us like a certain delivery system that we don't even get up in Inverness at a pace. Begins with an ooh.
Oh, right. Oh,
yeah.
Begins with an ooh.
An ooh. Ends in eats.
Ah, right. Okay.
Yeah. that one. And we were just like, we don't have the heart to say, but we're going to go over to friends and use that voucher there. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, so our boxed pre-planned meal thing was really good last night. So.
Very nice.
Oh, we've had a guess in.
Oh, already?
And the guess, I'm going to tell you, is wrong.
Is that on the back?
Had a wrong guess
before. I don't think we have either.
Wow, imagine being the first person to give the wrong guess. I'd hate to be that person.
Who's that person?
It's Laura, my wife.
Sorry, Laura.
You're half right. You're half right. She's got the artist correct, but not the song.
Not the song.
Well, I'll give the clue again.
Go on. One more time.
The head of the Rat Pack University, and it's a dance while eating pizza and gelato. That's going to be the last song. So you're going to cook some salmon, are you?
Yeah. So why don't we get a little bit of Sam Cooke on?
Hey, this is it. What a song.
I know. Do you know, the Proclaimers were the first gig I went to since moving up to Scotland.
Really?
Literally the week of me moving up, we got tickets to see the Proclaimers at Expo North.
I've never seen them live.
So good.
I would love to go
so
and see
good.
Them live.
It's quite funny though, because you know how you usually see like performances and they're just like, everyone sing along. Like, there's got movements. They're not. Cowboys. Proper like standing straight. And that's so weird, like seeing that during like 500 miles and there's no like...
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else is jumping around.
Yeah, but
the
they're
boys.
Just quite...
They're just like...
This is our thing.
This is our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want you to hit go. I'm going to hit go for you. This is quite funky. I like this. Pop up.
Okay.
Right. We're playing some music that you might hear at a ceilidh.
Okay.
or your social
this
dancing
is,
if
yeah,
you're at school.
This is education. Educating
this
Shannon.
This is a new feature, yes. And I was just going to say, my wife's going to message her a minute and say she's seen the Proclaimers live, and she just has. And she got them to do a request for her. It's a long story, I've heard.
Aw, yeah. Okay. So
it's Burns Night tonight.
Happy Burns Night. Is it Happy Burns Night? Happy St Andrews?
No, well, St Andrews Day.
St Andrews November.
That's, yep, correct. 30th of November. Good, see? Okay. And
Burns Night next week's
Educating
is
Shannon.
The poet.
That's correct.
Robert Burns.
That's correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Lived in Edinburgh?
We moved around the country, but Ayrshire's more his sort
Ayrshire.
Of.
Okay. Cool.
Ayrshire was his kind of his zone,
mm-hmm.
His hood, if you will. And you were saying to me that there's a whole thing, you know, the address of Haggis.
Yeah.
You will not be the first person of English persuasion who I've had to talk through this.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to reference my good friend, Dr. Adam Gripton.
Okay.
Not a hospital doctor.
Okay.
A number doctor. He's a cracking guy. And he is from Norfolk. He's from Norwich.
Oh, amazing.
And
I remember Norwich.
I remember his first Burns Supper when he read Burns Poetry, knife in hand,
no.
Ready to stab at that. It was amazing.
Oh, okay.
It was epic.
He did
actually,
really well.
Oh, he did. And it's on my memories. You know, when you get your photo memories coming
him?
Up. I don't think we filmed it. I don't think video existed back then. But
okay.
So we thought it's only fair as out of, you know, because it is Burns Night, out of respect for Scotland's national bard.
Yeah.
That Shannon will deliver the first stanza of To Haggis.
So is that the first paragraph? Just the
That's correct, yes.
Okay, I will warn everyone. I think I'm slightly dyslexic, so this might be interesting, but we'll give it a go. I'm happy to try it. Are you ready?
Go on then.
Right. Fair fire your honest sunsay face, mm-hmm. great chieftain of the pudding race.
Mm-hmm.
Aboon them, I attack your place.
Yep.
Paint tripe or fame.
Lovely.
Weel are you worthy of a grace, as lang's my arm.
That was beautiful.
Was that like on
that
point?
Was lovely.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, cool. I don't want to offend anyone. I'm sorry.
No, you won't offend it. Do you want to do the last stanza?
The last
paragraph.
Oh, is this the one where you're like...
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, there's all... And then we get into the whole, when do you cut it open? When?
Well, but, I'm assuming it's after this bit. From the last line, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's the last wee bit is nice.
Okay, cool.
Because
right.
What else do you want to give to the person you love than a haggis?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love haggis. Anyway, your powers what make mankind your care, a dish them out there below fair. All Scotland wants nae skinking ware, that jokes
and luggies,
right? And luggies, but you wish her grateful prayer, gie her a haggis.
Beautiful. Shannon Marvel.
Thank you very much. I've just put that to my list of expertise.
Put it on the CV.
Maybe next year we should do a Burns Supper for Highland Hospital Radio.
Ooh, a Burns Supper for Highland Hospital. I'd be up for that.
Yeah,
done.
Get
it on the spreadsheet. Get on Canva and design a poster just now.
For next year.
For next year.
That's how long it's going to take us to prep, let's be real.
Yeah, given how long it takes us just to do a 2-hour show.
Exactly, yes. 2 hours, obviously.
Yeah. Well, we're coming up on, it's only about 15 minutes to go. We should really, we'll have a bit of Jimmy Shand.
Okay.
Because we need a wee Ceilidh dance.
Yes.
Shall we have a Canadian barn dance?
Yes.
Then we'll come back with what's coming up for the rest of today and tomorrow on Highland Hospital Radio.
That sounds like a good plan to me.
I am going to press the go button.
Let's do it. Which one was it?
Oh, that was sneaky.
I didn't mean to. You saw the stop. You see the screen.
Yeah. But I was still enjoying because I was doing a Canadian barn dance.
You were.
Here in the studio.
It was like an office chair version.
I did it on the office chair here. So I was, you know.
No wonder they keep breaking.
Back, 2, 3. Out, 2, 3. Clap, back, 3. Then you side, back, 2. Around, a 1, 2, 3. It is programmed.
Well,
it is programmed into every Scottish child.
I know. And do you know what? I'd rather that than doing Christmas performances every year. So,
Which is what we had to do. I was Pharaoh and Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
That's a good song because it's like Potiphar.
Yeah.
We did Joseph as well.
I was Pharaoh. It's not Potiphar. I was Pharaoh. I was like the rock and roll. I was the Donny Osmond of it these days.
Yeah.
Shall we tell everybody what's coming up for the rest of today?
I think we should indeed. Are you wanting to start this off?
Are you going first or am I going first? I'll go first.
Yeah. So what's coming up after us, Tom?
I'll tell you. Because coming up right away at 2 o'clock, it's an hour of hits from the musicals. Yes, the musicals hour from way back when to current and contemporary musicals. You can enjoy it from 2 o'clock for a whole hour here on Highland Hospital Radio.
And then at 3 p.m. We have On the Level with the wonderful Dougie Burns. He gets loads of local musicians and artists playing sort of little sessions on his show. Really good to listen to, and you learn a lot about different people, different artists around sort of the Highland area as well. So definitely give that a listen.
Absolutely. At 4, it's the history of pirate radio. Yes, the whole thing that started commercial radio and even hospital radio all started with the pirate ships. Learn all about it from 4 o'clock.
And then at 5 o'clock, we've got Terry and Ian, all new golden oldies, where they take you back to this month many years ago. There'll be great music. That's what it says on the system. Sorry.
You're stalling because you don't know what year it is that they're doing, don't you?
No, I don't, unfortunately. Could you give me the information? Yes,
it's
please.
It's January 1985.
What happened in 1985? Doctor Who was on air in 1985.
Probably finished in 1985, the original run, but yeah, who knows?
Okay, cool.
Then coming up after that, if you like Terry Henderson, great news, because he's on again at 6 o'clock.
Double Terry.
He's got the Be My Guest edition with the Friends of Rig Moore.
And then at 7 o'clock, you've got the Rock and Roll Hour with Michael Goodbrand.
At 8, George will be here for Your Requests and More with Live at 8. And then at 9...
We have the Saturday Showcase. So that's David and George, brings you the week's latest releases and new music, plus some classic tracks as well. Yeah. What, are you wanting me to do the rest?
Well, it was the end of the song, so...
Okay.
Cool. I suppose if you want to know what's on after that, you could always go to hhr.scot/schedule.
Sounds good to me.
I'm glad we don't get paid to do this.
See, I find that the system obviously just knew I was coming in today, because that's the Marvelettes when you're young and in love.
Oh.
Mainly because it's Marvelettes, like...
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
It knew.
It knew it was you.
Yes, indeed. So this has been your Saturday drop-in. What a load of fun we've had.
I think it's been one of the good
ones.
We've
learned the difference between mussels and dinosaurs. We had Neil in from Clatnacudden SC. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he'll be back later on in the year.
Yeah, we found out the year that Terry Wogan first was the voice of Eurovision for the BBC.
Mm-hmm, that was 1971.
We've learnt so much.
We have learnt so much.
There's one final thing that we need to figure out.
We need to find out what the Beat Detective was. Otherwise, we can't end the show, because at the end of the day, we can't finish.
We'd be stuck here for, well, literally.
We'd be
literally
stuck in
forever.
Time. Honestly.
Shall I run over the clues?
And
yeah,
then quickly
you can
run over
give
clues.
Give away the answer before the musicals hour. And let me tell you, if you like Mamma Mia and Grease, then, and indeed Evita, then the first three songs you're going to love.
There we go, sorted.
So the question was, the head of the Rat Pack University and a dance while eating pizza and gelato. Shannon, what was our Beat Detective?
It was the wonderful Dean Martin with Mambo Italiano.
Let's go for it. And we'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week.